The protests in Iran, which have been met by a bloody response, were sparked by economic distress, the collapse of Iran's currency and soaring prices, due in part to international sanctions. As the opposition has grown to challenge the regime, experts say there are doubts about whether it has the structure and momentum to endure.
It's not as if the Iranian diaspora over 50 years has created a unified, integrated protest movement. It's very fractured. It's not united.
Some Iranians are putting their hope in the son of the last Shah of Iran, deposed in 1979. Reza Pahlavi now lives in exile in the U.S., and speaking to Fox News, he said he could lead a transition to a democratic system.
We have come to the point where people are just fed up with this regime. They are saying death to the dictator. They want to liberate themselves. And their demand for freedom is met with the most brutal reaction by a regime that is waging war on its own citizens.
Heir to a dictatorial regime and thought to be close to the Israeli government, it's unclear if Pahlavi has wide support among Iranians who oppose the Islamic Republic. The People's Mujahideen of Iran, based in France, sought to represent an alternative to the monarchists, but was seen as having lost credibility after siding with Saddam Hussein during the Iran-Iraq War. And minorities in Iran, such as the Kurds, have political agendas of their own that go beyond regime change.
There are plenty of activism and ideas and agency that exists inside the country, but many Iranian opposition figures and leaders are in Iran's jails.
In the past, the Islamic Republic has eventually crushed any attempt to organize resistance, and many are now wondering if this time will be different.